As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
I always knew I only needed one chance. I always felt I was better than everybody. I always felt all I needed was to get in there once. Just give me one shot and I'll take it home. I'll steal it every time. And then so when I got the call, I knew I wasn't hanging around. I was going to call out everyone in the division. I was going to make my way up to the top as fast as possible because I felt I was ready. I felt I was better than these people. So, but obviously the work always is still, you know, there's always work to be done, you know. So if anything, I suppose it definitely got me to the gym that bit more, you know. Now it's there. Now all these dreams that I've been having are actually there in front of me. So I work towards it. You know, but even though I wasn't competing, I was still always in my head that I was going to do it. I still always had in my head that I will get to the UFC. I will make it, even though I wasn't actually pursuing it. The vision was still in my head. I don't like thinking too far ahead. People set like goals, long distance goals and shit. That's too much for me. I already feel like I'm living it. And then I just carry on doing that, you know, carry on day by day, already living the final goal, the goal of being the world champion. I already carry myself like I'm a world champion. I already speak like I'm a world champion. And that's it. I just carry on day by day. So I'll take it as it comes. Like I said, you were asking me about the future. I'll let you know a little bit closer. You know what I mean? As far, all I can see right now is the gold. That's all I can see. As to any time I was in the gym, I was happy. You know, whatever's going on in my life, good or bad, I go to the gym. I exercise, and that for me is exercise is the best form of medication. I always felt happy after a workout or after training, and she obviously saw that. So when I was stopped training, I was hanging around the wrong people or whatever, you know, I wasn't as happy as I would be. So she wasn't, in her head, she obviously wasn't thinking of sending him into an MMA fight. She just wanted me back in the gym and back training and back doing what I loved. You know what I mean? And healthy, of course, a healthy lifestyle. One thing about martial arts, people can say this fight game is dangerous and it's brutal, but my mind is strong. I'm fit in body and mind. And that's something that not a lot of other careers can give to a person. Again, exercise is the best form of medication for me, you know. So I was just trying to keep busy with any exercise I could do. I was doing, I was really focused on my rehabilitation work. I was out in LA, but I was on my own for the most part, and it was tough, but I just carried on. Again, I still always had that belief in my head that I was going to get to the UFC. And I always had that belief in my head that I was going to return. And not only return better than anybody has ever returned before. Many people.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I've taught our ACL and returned to combat. But not many people have returned better than they left. And I returned better than I left. I'm throwing more shots than I threw before, you know. So if anything, they come back the same, if not a little bit worse. I came back throwing shots that I've never thrown before. It was all a blessing in disguise. What I set out to do and what I said I was going to do, I said I was going to do it and then I went out and done it. But with that, it's done. I'm over it now. I'm not going to stare at it. You stare at your past and you'll end up staying there. It's okay to look back and admire it, but you carry on. I'm not in the business of staring back at it. You know what I mean? I'm getting lost back there. People say a loss can make or break a fighter. But trust me, a win can also make or break a fighter, because they get comfortable with a win. People can get comfortable with a win, and slack off then. Slack off on the training. Slack off on the diet. They've won one. They're winners now. That's not me, you know. You sleep on a win, and you'll wake up with a loss. So I just carry on. It's about getting better. Nothing else matters except me showing up at the gym every single day and putting in the work to get better, to get a better understanding of movement, to get a better understanding of this game. Everything else means nothing. I don't listen to nobody else. I don't read nothing else. As far as I'm concerned, there's no such thing as an accomplished critic. Everybody's a critic, you know what I mean? Everybody has an opinion on it, but there's no such thing as an accomplished critic, so I don't pay attention to what people say, you know, good or bad. It means nothing to me. I listen to my circle and I carry on again. Nothing else matters except getting better, showing up at the gym and improving. I can't hear nothing else. This is prize fighting. I'm in it to get rich, fast, and then I'm in it to get out. So, but again, like I said, I need to forget about all that, push it all to the side, and focus on improvement. And that will ultimately bring the money. You know, I only recently signed a new deal with the UFC. You know, I'm one of the big dogs now. You know what I mean? When I win the gold, I'm top two on the roster. I'm top two paid on the roster. You know what I mean? So people can say whatever they want about what way I've gone about things, but the way I've gone about it has worked. And I'm in the business of securing my own future, my family's future, and that's it. You know, that's what I'm in it for. That the fight game doesn't last long. Competitive fighting doesn't last long. Learning martial arts and training is for life, because that's medication to me. So I will do that forever. But as far as the fight game, I'm in it to get all the money, all the belts, and then I'm gone. This is the fight game. We're here to fight. We're not here to make friends. We're not here to shake hands. We're not here to pose. We're here to fight.